you've reached Cliff Anderson with All Metal Fabrication. I'm either with a client right now or in the shop, so please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you very much.
Hi, good morning, Cliff. It's Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Just wanted to touch base with you. We spoke yesterday. I had resent you the email with the application info. Just want to make sure you got it. give me a call if you have any questions or concerns or anything like that. My direct line is 858-779-0931. And if it's something that you wanted to get back to me today, I'll make sure it gets processed and have an answer for you by tomorrow. Anyway, again, this is Julian, Bank of Cardiff, 858-779-0931.
Hey, Julian, it's Cliff.
Hey, Cliff, what's going on? How are you?
Busy, trying to get stuff done. Just walked in and heard your voicemail going off.
Oh, nice. I was right about to hang up.
Hey, I was filling it out, and where am I at? Where's it at? There it is. And I just had a couple questions on here and stuff. So
yeah.
It has, let's see, because it's asking for my Social Security number and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
What type of collateral do I need to make this happen?
You're looking for working capital. It's actually unsecured. So there's nothing, you don't have to put your house up or anything like that. It's straight up unsecured cash for your business.
Okay. All right.
So.
And then it was also asking on credit card deposits or credit card under current use and stuff. We do POs over here. I don't run a lot of credit cards.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to worry about those. I don't think it's going to apply as much to your business. That's mostly for like our retail customers. Say if you had like a liquor store, for example, most of your business would
right.
be on credit card. But for some business like yours, I don't think it's going to come into play. So you don't have to write anything for that part.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I was just looking at that and stuff. And then let's see, what else? Do I have any other questions? Merchant cell number, are they asking for my cell number and stuff, which I already given them, but is that what, in the fax number? Because underneath where I sign, landlord name and stuff like that, what are you looking for on that?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that either. That would actually be, usually people will put... for their like credit card processor or whatever, but you don't have to include that actually, because
okay.
I think your cell phone's gonna already be under.
Yeah, my cell number is under. I did it on the top under. It's my home phone is my cell number, and also the other information up there. I gave you my cell number three different times for the physical location
yeah.
phone number. Do you want this? Well, I gave you 226-1817 for this number.
Uh-huh.
And then the billing is this number, and preferred contact phone number is this one also. The one I gave you for my cell number would be my home phone number.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that part. The other part that a lot of people miss is going to be in the middle where it says rented or mortgaged, and then just write the amount. That's just whatever your monthly cost is for your office location, your business location.
Which one is it?
It's sort of in the top in the middle, right under billing location phone number. There's like two little boxes that says rented or mortgaged.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I put that. So
okay,
put,
cool.
Yeah, I put that down. The $4,500 is what I pay for here.
Yeah.
A month.
Cool.
Okay. So I got that. And then, and then I'll put down my business federal ID number. I have a web address, but it's just I'm still building it. So
yeah, that's fine. You could put it on there if it's not up yet. That's totally cool.
Okay.
And then
up, but it's not current. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. and then let's see. The other things were the 6 months bank statements and then the tax return 2015 as well.
Where does that state that? So you need
it's not on the app. It's just kind of supplemental to the application process.
Okay.
So yeah, if you said you already did your 2015 taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You can just include like the first few pages, and then your bank statements just up to if you have your September up to September yet. If you don't have September yet, just to August is fine. We just need 6 months of those.
I can get that through the website.
Cool.
6 months bank. On the, I couldn't get the, let's see, what would it be? the last year's, that's all at home and stuff, so I'd have to dig all that up. I can go through QuickBooks and do it that way.
For your tax return?
Yeah.
We do need, like, something official, just because we have to verify your business entity and all that. Okay. Do you have an older tax return sitting around, like 2014?
No, everything's at my house in my safe at home, so
yeah,
I have to pick that up tonight.
Okay, well, feel free to just get me what you have today, and I'll get the process going, and then whenever it's convenient tomorrow, whatever, you can get me the rest of it, and then we'll move forward from there. Okay. And then, yeah,
so
go
what
ahead.
Did you need with the tax return stuff?
Just like the first few pages, the first page typically with your top line, your gross revenue, your federal tax ID, and then we're probably going to need your K-1 eventually. That's kind of like gives the ownership breakdown. You could just include everything just in case, but typically we'll just need the first like two or three pages. But to make it easier, you could just include everything. If it's easier, you can fax or email it, whatever's easiest for you.
And what... remind me again what your interest rates were?
Well, there's a range of different programs. So we have programs, you know, high-risk customers, which are going to be higher interest rates, low-risk customers, which, of course, will be lower. So it's really a challenge to quote you without, you know, running all the numbers and stuff. But once we have everything, I can get some solid numbers on paper for you within 24 hours.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, I'll get the rest of this information. I can get this sent over to you in a little bit, and then... I can get the six-month bank statement and the tax return I can get tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah, feel free to just send everything over as you get it. So if you want to just start with the application process or the application paper itself, I can get started with that. And then the bank statements and then tax return tomorrow, I could do that for you. So.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool. All right, Cliff, give me a call if anything else comes up. Be happy to walk you through it.
All right. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.